on the line now, though, after an outstanding win. The fourth Group 1 for Santa Ana Lane would be, I'd imagine, a very happy Anthony Friedman. G'day, Anthony.
Good morning.
Congratulations on the win. I thought it was interesting. Mark Zara struggling to get a run up the straight. They get clear running, and I think you said to me before the event, you know, you'll win it in the last 50, and that's exactly how it played out.
Yeah, he's that sort of horse. He has to be ridden that way. And I said to Mark pre-race that don't panic. You know, if you're going to win the race, you will win it in the last 50 or 80 metres. And I think that worked for Mark because he said, you know, there was no stress on his behalf. And that's how it played out. So it was a great result.
Yeah, he's an outstanding horse, Anthony. That's his fourth Group 1 in 13 months. I don't think any other sprinter in the world has clocked up four Group 1s in that period. But I got a sense yesterday after the race, Anthony, you were thinking what might have been if the rains hadn't have come in Sydney for the Everest?
Yeah, I definitely think the horse was spot on for Sydney. And, you know, even if the rain had come Thursday or Friday and got into the ground, it may have been different. I think that the fact that the rain fell on the day made it pretty slippery. And he just won't react on that ground. Ben Mellum said, you know, he knew 100 metres after the start that we were out of play. He said he was slipping and sliding. And I think, you know, in hindsight, his run was very good. So we just picked up the pieces and reset our focus on yesterday.
I think one of the incredible things, we had an SMS on the program a little bit earlier, and I'm just struggling to find it acknowledge who sent it in, but was it 18 months ago that Santa Ana Lane was running for the town plate at the Wagga Carnival?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, we thought this horse had top level ability, but he wasn't delivering for whatever reason. I think, you know, we sort of went there as a confidence-building mission. I think he started pretty good odds. And he sort of showed that day what we thought he had. And he's sort of gone from there. He's learned how to win. You know, he's making it a habit now.
Yeah, Anthony, I know one of the journos asked you this yesterday, but if I could rephrase the question, you've had some wonderful sprinters over the years when you were training with Lee, etc. And where does this horse rate? Because I dare say there's very few horses who are capable of finishing with his sort of finishing speed.
Yeah, he's a different sort of sprinter. And obviously we had Scalacci and Mahogany and those horses, but they would dominate races pretty much from the front or near the front. And Miss Andretti, for that matter. And I think the fact that he has to be ridden the way he is, he's a little bit dependent on speed in races and he's dependent on luck in running. He's had good luck, has to be said, in a few of his races. Yesterday was no different. But, you know, when things are right for him and he gets the race run at a good clip, which generally happens, obviously, at Group 1 level.
Yeah.
You know, the best horses are there and they run along at a good tempo and that suits him. But, you know, look, he's four Group 1s. Hopefully there's more to come. And we'll just see where we head with him now. I mean, he's one up the straight now, which we always had a few doubts about. And it opens up some options for him.
Let's think ahead. The six-year-old gelding, we could be looking for autumn next year. The TJ Smith, is that in the plans at the moment, Anthony? Or short term, what's the plan?
No, well, he was. We had planned to go to Hong Kong with him.
Right.
The quarantine issue obviously couldn't be resolved, so we'll obviously that's off the table. He'll have a rest now. We'll have a talk about things with the crew that own him. There was talk yesterday, a lot of them would love to go to Royal Ascot, so whether that becomes our main focus for next year. If that were the case, he'd probably have a quieter autumn or a later start to his prep next year.
Mm.
But there's also races in Dubai, you know, that we've had contact from them already, and we'll, so there's plenty of options for him. Probably not a lot in Melbourne. He needs weight for age sprints, which in Melbourne in the autumn, I think there's only one. That's the Lightning, which is 1,000 metres, which is too short for him.
Yep.
The other two are handicaps, which he's pretty much out of now. So our focus will be probably Sydney and potentially an overseas trip, we'll just see.
Mm. I think those problems are called first world problems.
Yes, Anthony, they are. When
you're wondering about where to run the horse. Congratulations. Outstanding effort. Brilliant run. Great ride. Excellent training performance. And appreciate your time this morning.
No problem. Cheers.